This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us here on the radio waves. My name's Ian.
And mine is Daryl.
You can join us here on our toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we roll into the final week of the Barack Obama administration. It's been a long 8 years, but the final hours and days are at hand at this point.
And I know that there are some radio hosts that you're hearing probably on the station that you're listening to us on that they're celebrating this as, you know, some kind of end of an era and everything's going to be wonderful.
Everything's going to change.
Starting at noon on January 20th, well, as Stone Cold Steve Austin would say,
I'm glad you didn't do that right into your mic.
Things are not going to change at all. More of the same.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody,
it's just going to be a Cheeto in the White House instead of a mulatto.
But Daryl, he's not an insider. He's there to drain the swamp. He is, he's an outsider. He's outside
of the system. Not an insider. He's been friends with the Clintons for 20-plus years. He buys politicians. He's as inside as you can get without being a member of Congress or the Senate or, you know, some executive in the administration.
Well, I think your T-shirt that you've chosen for tonight, which we didn't know that you were going, we were going to necessarily be covering this, so you just chose that on its own volition. It says, "Power corrupts, no matter the party or flag."
Yes.
And I think that that is very important to remember here for those folks who believe that Donald Trump is somehow going to be the one man who saves the United States, which, of course, a lot of people thought about Barack Obama. They thought he was going to bring hope and change.
And 8 years prior to that, people thought about George W. Bush. And 8 years prior to that, people thought about Bill Clinton. And 12 years prior to that, they thought about Ronald Reagan.
Even if Donald Trump is this outsider, and I don't believe that for a moment, but even if he is this outsider, anti-establishment person, he's already been corrupted by the fact that he knows that the power is coming to him. He's already picking people for his cabinet that are probably not particularly freedom-friendly. Jeff Sessions, I believe, is one of them, who is sort of known as a drug warrior,
and
for instance.
We were actually having a conversation with somebody associated with New Hampshire Peace Action.
That's right, yeah.
And he said something along the lines of, and Ian, you might remember better exactly what he said, but something along the lines of, it's pretty sad when the rational person in the administration is known as Mad Dog. Referring to General Mad Dog Mattis, who is, it looks like, actually going to wind up being the Secretary of Defense, because,
and doesn't he need some kind of special waiver or something like
and
that?
At least one House of Congress has already given him that special waiver. The requirement is, in order to be eligible, you have to be a civilian for at least 7 years. So if you did serve in the military, you've got to be 7 years removed.
And he
He's
has
only
not.
3 years removed.
Gotcha.
So special waiver, and they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, so, I mean, people, you know, keep in mind, power corrupts. And so even if you do believe that Donald Trump has entered into this race with the purest of intentions, and that he really is intending to drain the swamp and change D.C. forever, or whatever it is that people believe about him, you got to remember that power corrupts. And Donald Trump is about to be handed, in, you know, 6 days' time, absolute power. I mean, virtual absolute power. Now,
right.
Now, to be you know, clear, there's certainly, I've got the ACLU magazine that they sent me here for the first time. Never seen it before, but it's actually pretty great from what I've seen so far. I like a lot of the work that they do. I don't agree with everything that the ACLU does, but let's just say they're ready to challenge the Trump administration with as many lawsuits as they can possibly throw at it.
Yes. And
especially on immigration. They specifically mention that as a targeted area.
Right, and I'm glad you mentioned immigration, because the Obama administration made an immigration measure change on Thursday very quietly. Very, very quietly. Now, you may recall, over the last couple of years, there's been the normalization, and I'm using air quotes there because there's still technically an embargo against Cuba, but relations are being normalized, meaning, you know, like, less hostile between the U.S. and Cuba, and I see that as a good thing.
I totally
expanded
agree.
Expanded tourism, and
it's one of the few good things that Barack Obama has presided over.
Yes. Well,
but this is not a good thing.
This is not a good thing. What happened on Thursday, story coming from Reuters, the Obama administration, and they don't use the word quietly, but quietly repealed a measure granting automatic residency to virtually every Cuban who arrives in the United States, whether or not they had a visa, ending a longstanding exception to U.S. immigration policy. That means that wet foot, dry foot has ended. Wet foot, dry foot.
The policy that's set, let me see if I can recap this.
Yep.
If somebody who's trying to migrate here from Cuba is caught by the Coast Guard while they're still in the water, they send them back.
Because they have wet feet.
But if they are on dry land or touching the, you know, the landmass of the United States with their body, then they're supposedly let in.
They have dry feet. Yeah. They get to stay.
Yeah.
And
what crazy policy to begin with, but
it is. It is.
But that's because I think all people should be allowed to immigrate here instead of having this insane bureaucracy and police state that is being built up to create some supposed protection against immigrants, which I don't think we need because immigrants are a boon to the economy and they bring all kinds of good things, including entrepreneurs and new businesses and jobs here.
Back about, I think it was in the 70s or 80s, might have even been the 90s, I forget exactly when it was, but there was part of a sunken bridge that was annexed by the city of Key West so that would extend the landmass of Key West so that if any Cubans made it onto part of this bridge, it was part of the 7 Mile Bridge that was sunk, then they would then be deemed to have dry feet and allowed to stay.
Interesting.
So, you know, like, I really like part of this policy,
yeah,
the
sure.
dry foot part. I don't right. like the aspect of having the Coast Guard patrol the waters trying to catch people in the water. Ha ha, I got you. Turn around now. Well, that has effectively ended. Cuban officials had sought, apparently, the Cuban government, because they don't want their people leaving the country, they've sought a change to this policy for years.
So he's doing what the Cuban government wants.
Yes. The shift That's had been in the works for months, but it was announced abruptly because advanced warning might have inspired thousands more people to take to the sea between the communist-ruled island and Florida in order to beat the deadline. The United States and Cuba have spent several months negotiating the change, including an agreement from Cuba to allow those turned away from the United States to return, Obama said in a statement.
To return to a prison cell.
Possibly. Well, very, very likely.
They don't want people leaving, and right. if you get caught trying to leave, which includes when the U.S. government returns you to Cuba, you'll yeah. likely have some sort of punishment waiting for you. Now, it probably maybe it won't be as harsh as North Korea, but it's probably pretty nasty in a Cuban yeah. prison.
Obama said in a statement, "With this change, we will continue to welcome Cubans as we welcome immigrants from other nations." Because since
that is to say, not at all
with our laws.
As we welcome people from other nations, that is to say, you're not welcome. Go home or fill out paperwork and give us a bunch of money.
Right, you're welcome as long as you can jump through the bureaucratic hoops
and
that's
hurdles. Not welcoming. If welcoming is to...
I understand that, yeah. and you understand yeah. that.
Well, welcoming would be to, you know, have the Statue of Liberty, this gigantic thing with this great poem inscribed upon it about, you know, bringing the unwashed masses to these shores.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning yeah. to be free.
That one, that poem. That would be welcoming. That at one time was the policy here, to tell somebody who just wants to have a better life for themselves, you can't come here unless you jump through all of these hoops and give us this arbitrary amount of money that where you're from is probably like half a year's worth of wages.
Or more.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. So Obama basically cracking down on immigration policy right in the last week of his term.
And as Billy Mays would say, but wait, there's more.
855-450-3733. You can join us here also on Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm and take control of the airwaves. Share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want or comment on the news about Barack Obama in the waning days of his administration deciding to crack down on immigration from Cuba with the elimination of the wet foot, dry foot policy that you were telling us about, Daryl. And there's more to the story.
Yes.
We'll get to that here when we get a chance, but your calls and thoughts, want to get to those as well about this or whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Or Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. That's 855-450-3733. Now, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, you should go to freedomsphoenix.com. They've got it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. We got Terry in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hey, Terry.
Hey.
Welcome.
I was listening to your program about just opening this country up to immigrants that just want to come here without any kind of procedure. And, you know, I'm 50-some years old. I work every day. I'm on my way home from work. It's 7:20. Mm-hmm. Work 7 days a week just to feed my family. And when all these immigrants come, I got no problems with that. But you need to come into this country legally, because most of them that come illegally, they work in the service industry. And that robs me of my job. It decreases my wages, makes it harder on my family to survive. And it's crazy. I was in South Florida during the boat lift in 81, I think it was. And, you know, the jobs went to pot, pay scale went to pot. And, you know, now in the construction industry, we have all the Hispanics. Most of them are really good guys, very hard workers.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Americans had the work ethic that they do, but we don't.
So, wait, what you're saying is, let me see if I'm understanding you. You're saying that there's some really hardworking folks coming here, and they're out-competing people, because you don't own your job, do you? Like, if I'm your boss, and somebody comes in and is willing to work for half the price, and they're doing as good of or a better job than you were, then could you blame me for going ahead and going with that other person?
Yes and no. You know, because what I'm saying is, if that person broke the law and entered this country, this country is founded on principle of law.
Well, that's a bunch of malarkey, because the law is ignored by the government. They don't care what the law is. The government does anything they want to do.
Well, not to mention that the law is convoluted, and there are different rules for people from different countries. There are different rules for people with different education skills or education backgrounds. There are different rules for people with different skills. If you can throw a baseball really, really fast, you move to the front of the line. If you can run really, really fast and some football team wants to sign you to be a running back or a wide receiver, you move to the front of the line. If you can win a gold medal for the United States at the Olympics, you move to the front of the line. But if you're just a regular guy, well, sorry, you go to the back of the line. If you even get added to the line at all, depending on what country you come from, you might have to enter into a lottery, and then if we called your number, you have to come up with tens of thousands of dollars to pay for legal fees and filing fees. I used to work with a guy from Malawi who had been in the U.S. for 10 years at the time that I worked with him. He had paid $15,000 in legal fees and other filing fees, and was still not done with the citizenship process.
Right, and I totally agree that our government, in my belief, is totally corrupt. It's not black versus white or brown. It's the haves versus have-nots. However, I'm a have-not, and there needs to be some kind of rule that's laid down to support the have-nots of this country.
Here's the thing. You already admitted that the government's corrupt. Okay, so we agree on that much so far. I'm with you. The government is corrupt. But then you're turning to that corrupt government and asking them for a favor. You're saying, hey, I'm having a tough time here.
I'm not asking the government for the favor. I'm asking the builders and the contractors and the other American citizens to Okay, let me give you an example. One of my best friends here is an illegal Hispanic.
Okay.
Very good guy, single father, hard worker, no drinking, no drugs, just an all-around good guy. Can't get his citizenship for whatever reason. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Works as hard as I do. But he's not taken advantage of by all of the American businesses, such as like D.R. Horton, for example, in our area, or R.S. Parker. Those people that employ all of the illegals, they hire one legal guy knowingly that he's employing 10 illegals to get the job done. So there's no way for a small American contractor such as myself to compete, because I can't produce as fast when you have three doing the work of against one, because they'll work for three of them will work for one man's pay.
So what you're saying is that there's some reason why a bigger company can hire more illegal immigrants than you could? What's that reason?
Well, I can't hire illegal immigrants. I'm a single-man operation. I go out here and work strictly for homeowners because I can't compete with contractors, because contractors now hire illegal immigrants and illegals to do the work because they can get them much cheaper than what they
could
need.
But ultimately that drives prices down. I realize that that's competitive on you and your business. I understand competition can be difficult to deal with. Terry, thanks for the call tonight. But ultimately that drives prices down, if or should, right? So if there's a lot of competition
right,
in an industry.
That's what he's saying, is because the prices are being driven down.
He's not making as
much. He's not making as much money, so
right.
Therefore he's not able to hire people. And, you know, the larger companies, because they wind up getting that money made on quantity.
Yeah.
And they've got more employees.
No doubt. It's always been hard to compete with the big mega corporations.
Right. Or small businesses always have a hard time competing against big businesses.
But there are ways that they can excel in, like, customer service and things like that.
Yes.
You know, you look at Walmart, for instance, putting a lot of businesses out of business, but there are still some small mom-and-pop businesses that can thrive under a situation like that.
Sure.
Because they're just better at offering personal customer service. So you got to find some way to have that niche or move on to a different business. Because ultimately, driving costs down is a good thing for the economy. And I understand that in the moment, it can hurt when you're in that business of facing the competition of lower cost competitors.
Right. And at the same time, we know people that are, you know, basically one man operations, that they're having to turn work down because they don't have somebody else that can help them go do service calls.
So if they were able to legally hire somebody who'd come here from another country to help them, then that could help them out. But unfortunately, they're probably afraid to do it because they don't have the attorneys that they need to cover their butt.
Right.
And they're worried that the immigration department is going to come after them. So ultimately, a lot of the problems that we talk about here are created by the government. They're created by these bizarre incentives that are placed upon businesses or disincentives that the government is forcing upon us. And that's ultimately where our problems come from. And you should know better than to look to these corrupt people to solve your problems with competition. They're going to side with the megacorporations every time. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition, take control of the airwaves and dial toll free to do so. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And if you've ever thought about starting up your own blog or website but haven't yet put your idea into motion, well, now's the time to pull that trigger. Go to hostgator.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. And you'll get 50% off their regular prices. That's 50, not 15, but 50% off of their regular prices over at HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there. You get 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation into your hands, and a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, plus a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. You get the special offer just for Free Talk Live listeners like you by going to HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, for 50% off their regular prices. As we go and continue with your calls and thoughts, it's Ian and Daryl in the studio tonight. The news is Barack Obama has repealed the wet foot, dry foot policy, meaning that there will be stricter immigration rules against people coming here from Cuba. And apparently, it was the Cuban government that wanted this to happen. So what was it that the Cuban government was offering in return? We don't yet know that information, but we'll continue with the story here in moments.
Yes.
First, to your calls and thoughts, Rose is listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Go ahead, Rose.
Hello.
Hey there.
I would like to know your answer or your opinion on this. Before I found you, I was on another channel or a station on the radio, and the host said a woman coming to crossing the border to the end to America, ready to deliver her baby, that it makes the baby a citizen. I thought that one parent had to be a citizen. Is that true or not?
No. Current law is if the child is born here, as long as the child is not born to diplomats of another country or, you know, otherwise, somebody that falls under the protections necessarily of the other country, and generally that's diplomats, then the child is a U.S. citizen.
That sounds strange to me.
Well, citizenship is a strange idea.
And the baby's all of a sudden a citizen.
Well, a citizenship is a strange idea to begin with, and I don't think most people even really address that. I mean, if you think about it, a citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, but as it turns out, the government doesn't actually have an obligation to protect you, and their Supreme Court has ruled that over and over again in various different cases, including Warren versus District of Columbia, and anybody who wants to take 2 seconds to go and Google no obligation to protect, you'll find multiple court cases where the Supreme Court has ruled that you, that they, the government, do not have to protect you in any way, shape, or form. So the fact is, you know, to me, there is no such thing as a citizen, because if it's supposed to be an agreement, if it's supposed to be a deal where they protect me in return for, you know, me being their serf, basically, that's not a good deal, number one, because they're not offering that protection. They're not, you know, obligated to provide it. So therefore, you know, the whole thing is just confusing. It's just designed to ultimately make you think that they're out there to help you, but ultimately they just help themselves to your wealth and your obedience. That's what the government does.
It's always been that way, hasn't it?
It sure has, Rose. Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
No, thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. And, you know, that is the way it's always been, but it doesn't have to always be that way. And I realize that, you know, when we talk about liberty on this show, Daryl, as we are wont to do very often.
Yes.
You know, some people will say, oh, that's pie in the sky. Things that you can't fight City Hall. You certainly can't fight the federal government. And so what are you guys doing here? Why don't we just try to make the best of a bad situation and forget about this whole liberty thing? Because it's not going to happen in our lifetime. You guys are dreamers. It's pie in the sky.
I actually think that it can happen in our lifetime. And
it's C-A-N can? Can happen?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Well, you know, let's just look back through history for a bit, because that's really how I became a libertarian, was studying history. Now, I know a lot of libertarians are like, I came to be a libertarian because I read Ayn Rand, and then I read Rothbard, and I like what they said. And
I smoked some weed. That's what did it for me.
There are people that are that way as well. But, you know, for me, it was studying history and seeing that governments screw up everything they touch throughout history.
Right.
And, well, okay, maybe, you know, let's just get rid of there's a common denominator here, and that is
the state.
Government.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of that. So I do think, because there have been, you know, to varying degrees, even in the U.S., attempts to, you know, get back to the Constitution, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, what, 240 years since there's been, you know, basically a reset on, you know, the national government?
Sure.
And how many people during the 1770s said, oh, we'll never wind up being able to change what we've got. We should just accept being British.
Yeah, good point.
There were probably people that said that, and then there were the dreamers that said, no, we can do something better.
And they must have been in the minority, especially in the beginning, and then ultimately they got some support, and then tipped the scales, and of course there was that whole war thing, which I think we're hoping to avoid.
Yes. Well, and again, you know, that war, much like most other wars when somebody declares independence, was started by the abusive spouse that they were trying to leave.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number. If you want to join us here, we're talking about immigration, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
And one more point to make, because I do like finding the human freedom indexes whenever they come out. And what these surveys actually wind up showing is that there is more human freedom today, by and large, than there was 100 years ago. People are more prosperous today than they were 100 years ago. There are a lot more countries today than there were 100 years ago.
Let's talk to Kevin. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, guys. I just tuned in, so I may have missed a lot of the conversation.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I cut in on the guy that was discussing the Cuba immigration with you guys, and I'm just curious at what point, why are we saying that it's okay for Cubans to illegally immigrate, but not okay for Mexicans to do it.
Oh, it should be okay for anybody to come here without asking permission from the government. Anybody in the world who wants to come here, as long as they're a peaceful person, you know, and willing to respect others, they should be able to come here.
And just
so
to point something out, just to point something out, the policy that was in place, the wet foot, dry foot policy, allowed Cubans that arrived in the United States to stay here legally, so there was no illegal immigration from Cuba. They were immigrating here in accordance with the policy that existed for Cuba.
Okay, it was legal. A special exception.
Yes.
But what differentiates their actions from those of the those coming from Mexico? But so you
nothing
guys
at all.
Completely
just arbitrary
totally
government policy.
Yep. I think that the dry foot policy should be expanded, not ended. I think anybody that wants to come here, the same way that happened right before Ellis Island wound up opening, anybody that wanted to move to the United States, move to the United States. And then it wound up, no, you've got to go through one of these special immigration centers. And then, oh, you've got to go through the special immigration center, and then we'll quarantine you for 3 days. You've got to go through the special immigration center, we'll quarantine you for 3 days, and then give you a test to make sure that you're competent enough to stay in the country. Oh, you've got to go get the test, stay quarantined, and then give
and
us
more,
a bunch of money.
And more and on and on.
And now there's this immigration lottery thing to where people save up money for years to pay to enter into the lottery in hopes that their number gets drawn so that they can have a meeting with an immigration official who will then determine whether or not they wind up getting to pay thousands upon thousands of dollars to file legal papers to then come to the United States.
Kevin, what do you think about all that?
I don't disagree with a lot of it. I'm curious what other countries have totally open borders such as that.
Uruguay.
And how that's worked for them.
Uruguay allows anybody that wants to move into Uruguay to move into Uruguay, and they're one of the most prosperous countries in South America.
Thanks for the call,
Kevin. I suppose I will do some reading on that.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Call back with any other questions or stuff you want to discuss here another night, because we're always here 7 nights a week. You can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bean
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about immigration, and what got the conversation started is the news about Barack Obama apparently doing the bidding of the Cuban government and repealing the wet-foot, dry-foot provisions that had previously been in place for longer than I can remember. Few decades,
since the 60s, I believe it was.
Yeah, which of course allowed people who could make it from Cuba to the United States,
yes,
to set foot on the land here would be legally able to stay. That has now been repealed, and of course I find myself wondering what was given in return by the country of Cuba. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, you can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. But, of course, it has led to the larger discussion just about immigration in general. And the viewpoint here on Free Talk Live is that immigration is a good thing, and immigration bureaucracy is not. That's what hurts people. That's what prevents families from being together. That's what stops great entrepreneurs from coming here, bringing their business here. Because immigrants, statistically, are more likely, like far more likely, as I understand it, yes, to be entrepreneurial, to start a business than native-born American people. So it's actually really beneficial, in addition to just having all the labor coming here that can bring prices down of things like homes and wherever, you know, landscaping or whatever other areas the immigrants are working in.
According to FEE, that's the Foundation for Economic Education, immigrants are twice as likely to start a business than someone born and raised in the United States.
Again, that's how likely they are to start one. Now, when the government gets in the way of starting a business, we know what that can be like. That can just take the wind out of anybody's sails. Anybody who's ever looked into starting a business legally, you know how difficult the government makes that. So the government is all around not helping us. It's making starting businesses more difficult for Americans and other people around the globe who might want to come here. It's standing in the way of productivity in so many different ways with all of its regulations. It keeps prices high by restricting immigration, which hurts everybody. As far as, like, if you could buy a house for less, wouldn't you want to buy a house for less? Oh, well, it was made with immigrant labor. Okay, does it pass, you know, inspection? Yes, it does. Well, then great, you just got a house for less. That means you can put more money towards your kid's scholarship fund or get another car or whatever it is you might need that money for.
Right.
So having the immigrants here is a benefit to this country. Putting up a wall or having more restrictive immigration policies is just going to squeeze the economy dry. It's going to slowly kill the United States economy.
Right. And one thing that I find very, very, very interesting is the people that advocate for a wall don't advocate for one on both the north and south borders.
There's probably somebody who will, but yeah, I bet you're right, most of them don't.
They just advocate for one on the southern border, and I always ask the question, is that because the Canadians look like us?
It's an excellent question.
And it generally makes people feel uncomfortable, and then they're, you know, squirming, and they're, no, but, you know, they're just the people are coming here illegally.
That's our job, is to make you uncomfortable and maybe think about some things a little bit differently here. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733.
And one more thing to think about. There's this giant ocean between the U.S. and China, but yet there are immigrants from China who are here in violation of U.S. immigration law. What do you propose we do to, you know, stop that
the
from
great
happening?
The Great Wall of the Pacific.
Build a wall in the middle of the ocean. Or just have some kind of
sharks.
Sharks. People.
Laser-mounted sharks.
Sharks with lasers. Possible. But
is that possible now? It probably is.
I don't know. Didn't they do that in the movie?
I don't know.
Austin Powers, fire the lasers. But, you know, a lot of the people that are, quote-unquote, here illegally have just overstayed a visa. So do you propose, you know, having some self-destruct button that gets implanted into their passport or into their arm?
No, no.
When they
really
get
bad.
Here, I know it's really bad, but
that sounds
I'm
like
just,
Escape from New York.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, the people that are so worried about illegal immigrants. What about the ones that come here from, you know, across oceans? Do you want to implant explosive devices into their body when they get here that as soon as their visa expires, it detonates?
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can answer whatever question you want or bring up your own or whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dave. He's in South Georgia listening to WNNG-FM. Hey, Dave.
Hey, maybe I'm missing something, but from what I've read, it seems like there's been countless billions of dollars spent on health care, education, housing, and various welfare social programs for immigrants from various parts of the world who come here with little
also,
or no school skills.
There's also that much money being spent by governments on people that are born and raised in the United States. So what you're arguing is against the welfare state, not against immigration.
Which I would agree. We don't need to have a welfare state. All you know, help should be offered charitably.
Actually, if I may elaborate a little bit.
Yeah, go for it.
You know, we need to fix our own citizens' welfare system, welfare state, get them educated, get them jobs, before we start importing a whole lot more people with health problems, lack of education, lack of housing.
So are you saying you support forced wealth redistribution for United States people?
Forced wealth redistribution? No, actually, I support solving our problems. In other words, getting these folks that are American citizens at this point in time educated and working.
No, I heard what you said, but so are you against the current, let's just say there's only a welfare system for people in the United States. Is that what you're proposing? Or are you, you know, do you agree with us that there should be no government welfare whatsoever and that all, you know, assistance should be offered charitably and privately?
That's a good point. You know, I believe in private help. You know, our church gives a lot of help. I try to volunteer as much as I can. I'm not a big proponent of the government system, but I'm not against anybody that needs help getting help, providing they deserve the help. But importing problems from other countries when we're in such a fragile state of economy right now, I think is counterproductive, at least for the time being.
Well, I totally understand where you're coming from. I mean, if you've got the government handing out a bunch of money to people from all over the world, obviously that's a large burden. But we don't think that the government on this show should be handing out money to anybody. They shouldn't be taking the money in the first place because the government shouldn't exist. But, you know, now we're talking about fantasy land. In the meantime, you can either crack down on immigration and create a police state while you have a welfare state, or you can try to roll back the government in as many areas as possible, as soon as possible, in whatever areas we possibly can affect. So I'm not willing to say, well, welfare's so bad that we need to crack down on immigration, because ultimately that's just giving welfare payments to the bureaucrats that are working in the Border Patrol.
Right. And one of the funniest memes that I've seen on Facebook recently.
Sorry, I'm losing you, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know where you're coming from with that. Giving it to the bureaucrats and creating a police state.
Yeah, because if you crack down on immigration, that's going to be a police state.
Stemming the tide of immigration until we can get our financial act together.
Right.
And then,
when you say stem the tide, though,
Dave. How many countries besides Uruguay have no requirements for becoming a citizen?
It doesn't matter for the purpose of our conversation.
It doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't.
If you
really
give me a minute, I can find that.
Look, you say stem the tide as though that's just like a button you can push. When you stem the tide, that means certain things. And, you know, to my mind, that means government enforcement at the borders and within the United States of immigration laws. Isn't that what you're calling for?
At the borders in particular.
But what about within the United States? What about raids on U.S. businesses? What about internal checkpoints set up outside of your neighborhood or down the street just to make sure you're not toting around any immigrants?
The people that are here now is a problem we're going to have to deal with.
Okay.
But to just let them in, just let the faucets flow and triple the problem in a period of years. I'm not for that at all. Not
Dave,
one
you
bit.
Do understand, right, that you don't get to decide what the policy is. So if you want the government to crack down on immigration, they're going to go as far as they want to go, and it won't matter what you or I think about it. So you can call for enforcement on the borders and think that that's where it's going to stop. No, it's going to go inside, and it already has. There are already internal checkpoints set up all across the South and along some of the northern border areas as well. Usually it's within 100 miles of the border, but not necessarily. They can set those checkpoints up wherever they want. So it sounds to me like you're a little uncomfortable with the idea of having to go through checkpoints in order to drive to work, but that's ultimately where the government will take this if this crackdown continues, and I think you should be concerned about that. Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, because the government isn't at your beck and call. They do what's in the interest of their friends and their buddies, and that's probably not you or me. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up. Join us here.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.